The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus entered a village where a woman whose name was Martha welcomed him. She had a sister named Mary who sat beside the Lord at his feet listening to him speak. Martha, burdened with much serving, came to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me by myself to do the serving? Tell her to help me." The Lord said in reply to her, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and worried about many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, and it will not be taken from her." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. A few nights ago, and this could almost be every night, after supper, after a hard day, instead of helping to clear the table or wash or dry the dishes, I went into the living room unnoticed by Beth right away, and I laid down to get a power nap. Just a few minutes into that getaway, she peered around the corner and barked the command, "Get out here and help." This time, because I usually don't sass back, I said with my eyes shut, "Beth, Beth, you are anxious about many things. There is only one thing I need, and that is a nap. So please don't take that better portion of my day away." You're wrong. I am the perfect husband. I willingly got up and did the dishes with her. Mary, and especially the ambitious Martha, have earned a special spot in our hearts. The sisters are in many of the important scripture stories. 4 weeks ago, Mary, in gratitude, came to the Lord and anointed his feet with her tear, dried them with her hair. Both sisters are in the gospel of raising of Lazarus. The myrrh-bearing sisters, as they are also known, were also at the scene of the resurrection that morning. Martha stands out as a symbol of a hard worker. Martha is the patron saint for butlers, cooks, dietitians, domestic servants, homemakers, hotel keepers, housemaids, housewives, laundry workers, manservants, and travelers. No wonder that women and men connect and sympathize with Martha in our gospel. Mary, on the other hand, is the patron for contemplative life, the icon for those who love to pray. Now, how attractive is that? How many are Marthas and how many are Marys? Probably very few Marys here. The church is currently using Luke's chapters 9, 10, and 11 on our weekends. They help us to focus in on what the Christian way of life is. So far in these chapters, we have heard the gospel about the Good Samaritan. We have heard the gospel about the disciples being sent out in pairs to evangelize. Today, we have Martha and Mary who exemplify Christian hospitality. And to come will be the importance of prayer in our lives. Now, to understand hospitality, though, we need to know in the time of Christ, only residents of Jerusalem were allowed to spend the night within the city walls. Since our Lord needed to conduct a lot of his business in Jerusalem, especially in the temple area, it was very likely that he had an open invitation to stay with Martha and Mary in their Bethany home. Now, remember this part. Bethany, it means house of God. But Bethany was a village close to Jerusalem. The Gospels tell us that Jesus was very good friends with Martha and Mary and their brother Lazarus. Now, the shortest sentence in the Gospels, which is Jesus wept, it was before he raised Lazarus back to life as he consoled Martha and Mary in their brother's death. The gospel presents the hospitality, though, of these two women on contrasting and yet complementary ways. Martha was a doer, a capable young woman who organized and ran a fairly large household. Mary was a thinker. She was interested in the ideas of the day. Martha objected to the fact that she had to work to serve the guests that had been invited, while Mary sat and listened at the feet of that guest. But Jesus told us, though, in that gospel, that this was the better choice. And here's why. The usual posture of a disciple, of any teacher in the ancient world, was to actually sit and listen at the feet of the person. Disciples, though, were usually supposed to be male. So Mary must have been quietly breaking the rules that were reserved study for males and not females. Martha was not just asking today, though, for help. She was demanding it, that Mary keep the traditional role for women. As she said, "Lord, do you not care that she has left me to serve?" Jesus was countercultural. He upheld Mary's right to listen and think about ideas and to develop them in her mind. Women should not be limited to that task that society had laid down for them, but be allowed to access the ideas as Jewish men were. Since Jesus also had previously encouraged the idea of service among followers, he was not saying that Martha's role of service was unimportant. What he was telling us, though, is that it is more important. It is more important for a disciple to learn and to listen about the kingdom of God, especially from him, than to be about everyday tasks. That is the better portion. And in fact, as Mary sat and listened to Jesus that day, who was supposed to be the guest, the roles were actually reversed. In the gospel, Jesus becomes the host and Mary the guest. That is divine hospitality. Today, each one of us here has chosen that better portion. We are all here at Jesus' feet, listening and learning from him. And not one of you are at home cooking, cleaning, sleeping, or griping about some people we might know. For the moment, we are all Marys, the guests of our Lord's hospitality. Enjoy it. In our church, in our parish family, this is a house of God, a Bethany. We have that important balance of prayer and work. As we walk out that door today, after enjoying the better portion of sitting at the Lord's feet, know that the work of Christian life continues. We know we need to be the Good Samaritans, reaching out to those in need. We know we need to be those disciples sent on mission to preach the kingdom of God. Yet very importantly, we must also know that we each need to have a domestic house of God. Our own home must be a house of God, like that of Martha and Mary that we heard about in the gospel. A place where the Marthas will get the necessary work of home done, but each whole household will also allow the Marys to develop and build that better portion of sitting at Jesus' feet every day for the family to live their daily life in. Yet that is the question we each must ask ourselves today. Is that happening in your domestic home, your house of God? To that end, does your family pray together? Do you celebrate the liturgical seasons together, like Advent and Lent and Christmas and Easter? Do you read and discuss the issues together, allowing the Catholic perspective to clearly be heard? Nothing was said in the gospel today about what Jesus and Mary were talking about, but they clearly could have been talking about the Good Samaritan and what he did. They could be talking about the disciples going out and what happened to them. They could be talking about natural family planning, like we have in the bulletin today, and the bishop wants us to be talking about. Also, does your good Catholic home have pictures and Bibles or crosses prominently displayed? Does anybody know that you are a Catholic family? Know that in your own hospitality of inviting Jesus into your home, he will turn those tables around. Your family will become his guests, and he will serve your needs. The Karpuk way of Christian life at our home, let me tell you, is well balanced. There is plenty of time for the hospitality of the Lord, some to sit at his feet, some to get the work that needs to be done, done. The only thing I wish is that there would also be some time to set aside for a power nap.